Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Voting begins for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections in 57 constituencies spread across 7 states and a union territory. 904 candidates in fray, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Anurag Singh Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Manish Tiwari. Flood situation worsens in Assam, over 3 lakh people affected across 11 districts. India Meteorological Department says heat wave conditions to continue over parts of Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand today. And US urges Hamas to accept new Israeli proposal to end the conflict in Gaza. And now the news in detail. Voting is underway for the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. 57 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 7 states and 1 union territory are going to polls in this phase. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 seat in Chandigarh. Over 10 crore 60 lakh electors will decide the fate of 904 contestants in the fray. Polling for the remaining 42 assembly constituencies of Odisha is also taking place. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting. Election officers have been instructed to implement measures to mitigate the challenges posed by scorching temperatures, safeguarding the health and well-being of voters and poll officials. More from our correspondent.
This concluding phase holds great significance for both ruling and opposition parties. In this phase, political fate of prominent leaders, including Prime Minister and senior BJP leaders Narendra Modi, Anurag Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Congress leader Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee will be sealed in the EVMs. This seventh phase will mark a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on 19th of April and already covered 486 Lok Sabha seats. As the nation braces for the end of this electoral marathon, anticipation mounts for the momentous day of reckoning when the fate of political leaders will be determined on 4th June. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now we go live to our correspondents in different constituencies for polling updates. First, we go to Amritsar, from where our correspondent Suparna Sekia has joined us. Suparna, what arrangements are in place for today's polling?
Yes, Saira, I'm standing outside Bhavan's SL Public School in Amritsar, which has been designated as a supermodel polling station. In order to lure more voters, a number of unique arrangements have been made in this supermodel polling station. Indoor games and daycare facilities have also been provided and stalls have been erected depicting the rich cultural heritage of Amritsar. I can already see dholkis lining up for performance, and there is an air of festivity in this polling booth. People, senior citizens, first-time voters can be seen lining up here. Other attractions that I can see here are bookstalls, rangoli, cultural programs, among others. Also, first-time voters will be honored with certificate by the district administration. Back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Suparna, for that very vivid update. And now, Anupam Mishra, correspondent from Gorakhpur, joins us. Anupam, how is the polling progressing?
Yes, Saira, we are now at a model polling booth in Gorakhpur Urban. Voting is going on smoothly here. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who is also the local MLA, voted at this booth a little while ago. He was among the first voters to exercise his franchise in this booth. If we talk about this constituency, there are 5 assembly constituencies under it. BJP sitting MP actor Ravi Kishan, Samajwadi Party candidate actress Kajal Nishad, Javed Simnani of Bahujan Samaj Party are in the fray this time. And Mr. Ravi Kishan voted at the booth near Taramandal a short while ago. There are over 20,74,000 people who are eligible to vote here. Despite hot weather and humidity, people are coming to vote in large numbers. Saira.
Right. Thanks, Anupam, for that update. And now from Uttar Pradesh, we move to Shimla to our correspondent Durgesh Bhadauria. Durgesh, how is the polling going on in Himachal Pradesh?
Good morning, Saira. The polling The polling process here in Shimla began on time. Hello, Sarah, can you hear me?
Yes, Durgesh, please continue.
Sarah, the polling process here is on time, and I have visited 4 booths so far, and the process here is as smooth as it could be. And unlike Delhi and other northern Indian constituencies where I was in previous phases, the weather here is exceptionally good, which could be why people are expected to turn out in similar number and volume throughout the day. Please note, Saiba, that Shimla, along with the remaining 3 constituencies of Himachal Pradesh, always has a higher voter turnout. Speaking of the Shimla battle, Suresh Kumar Kashyap of BJP and Vinod Sultanpuri of Congress are in the fray. And unlike the last 3 Lok Sabha elections, it is a neck and neck contest in Shimla. Once a stronghold for Congress, this Queen of Hills, which is also one of the major economic centers of the state, has been won 5 by BJP since 2009, and the party is looking to repeat its record once again. However, it is important to note that 13 of the region's 17 assembly segments spread across Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur are represented by Congress MLAs. Therefore, right, it is really tough to predict which way the tide will turn.
Right. Thank you, Durgesh, for that update. In Jharkhand, amidst tight security arrangements, polling is underway in 3 constituencies of Godda, Dumka and Rajmahal. 52 candidates, including 8 women, are in the fray. More from our correspondent.
Basic amenities including tent, food and drinking water have been provided for electorates at all booths so that voting could not be affected due to prevailing heat. Vehicles and wheelchairs are available for elder and divyang electorate. Patrolling has been intensified in sensitive areas to avert untoward incidents. Inter-district border and border along Bihar and West Bengal have been sealed to check infiltration. Sita Soren, daughter-in-law of Sibu Soren, contesting from Dumka, is in direct contest with Nalin Soren of JMM. In Godda constituency, Nishikant Dubey of BJP is facing challenge from Pradeep Yadav of INC. Vijay Hansda of JMM is in direct contest with Tala Marandi of BJP from Rajmahal seat. Krishna Kumar Lal, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In Bihar, polling is underway peacefully in 8 parliamentary constituencies of Patna Sahib, Patliputra, Sasaram, Ara, Karakat, Baksar, Jahanabad and Nalanda. Polling is also taking place for by-elections in Agyao assembly seat in Bhojpur district. All poll-bound areas in this phase fall under Patna Commissionary region. In the River Rhine areas of Ara, Patna and hilly regions of Sasaram and Karakat parliamentary constituencies, special vigil is being maintained. Union Minister and BJP candidate R.K. Singh from Ara parliamentary seat and former Union Ministers Ravi Shankar Prasad, Upendra Kushwaha, Ram Kripal Yadav are in the fray. Presently, all seats of this phase are held by BJP and constituents of NDA. In Orissa, polling for Lok Sabha elections is being held in Mayurbhanj, Baleshwar, Bhadrak, Jajpur, Kendrapara and Jagat Singhpur today. Prominent figures in the fray include BJP's former Union Minister Pratap Chandra Sarangi and National Vice President Vaijayant Panda, as well as BJD's stalwarts Sudam Marandi, Lekhashri Saman Singhar, Manjulata Mandal and Anshuman Mohanty. For assembly elections, BJD state ministers Athanu Sabyasachi Nayak and Preeti Ranjan Gharai, along with party leaders Subhashni Jena and Vyomkesh Ray, are in the electoral arena. BJP state president Manmohan Samal and former state Congress president Niranjan Patnaik are the other prominent candidates. A report.
There are 2,57,345 first-time voters in this last phase of elections. Long queues are seen since morning with lots of enthusiasm among the rural men and women and first-time voters. The voters are preferring to come in the morning and vote for their most preferred candidate. As the heatwave condition in Odisha is in alarming state, a total of 126 companies of CAPF have been deployed across all the constituencies for a peaceful voting process. The scorching heat condition and reports of many casualties due to sunstroke, the Election Commission has put ASHA workers and volunteers in every polling booth to help the voters. Arrangements like drinking water, ORS sets and treatment for heatwave affected voters have been made in all the booths. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
In Punjab, for all 13 Lok Sabha constituencies, 24,451 polling stations have been set up. 328 candidates, including 169 independents, are in the fray. Prominent among them are BJP's Praneet Kaur, Sushil Kumar Rinku, Hans Raj Hans, Taranjit Singh Sandhu, Congress Party's Amrinder Singh Rajawaring, Charanjit Singh Channi, Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa, Aam Aadmi Party's five cabinet ministers Gurmeet Singh Khurdia, Dr. Balbir Singh, Gurmeet Singh, Laljeet Singh Bhullar and Kuldeep Singh Dhaliwal and Shiromani Akali Dal's Harsimrat Kaur Badal. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has called upon the people to vote in large numbers. He hopes that young and women voters exercise their franchise in record numbers. BJP President JP Nadda has said Congress's decision to not participate in exit polls is an unequivocal confirmation that the Congress has conceded defeat in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. He added that instead of focusing on winning the election, Congress repeatedly approached the Supreme Court, making outrageous demands in order to mutilate the well-established electoral process. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back, you're listening to Morning News. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will continue over parts of Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand today. However, maximum temperature will fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and central India and by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over east India during the next 2 days. The weather agency has also forecast likely light to moderate rainfall over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 6 days. Meanwhile, flood situation has worsened in Assam, with 6 people losing their lives and about 350,000 people affected across 11 districts. Water levels of major rivers have risen following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal. Kachar, Karimganj and Nagaon are the worst affected districts. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged Hamas to accept a new Israeli proposal to end the conflict in Gaza. The three-part proposal would begin with a 6-week ceasefire in which the Israeli Defense Forces would withdraw from populated areas of Gaza. There would also be a surge of humanitarian aid and exchange of some hostages for Palestinian prisoners. The deal would eventually lead to a permanent cessation of hostilities and a major reconstruction plan for Gaza. Back home in Orissa, Padmashri Maguni Charan Kumar passed away at his Kyonjhar residence this morning. He was 88 and was not well for some time. Kumar was conferred with the Padmashri by President Draupadi Murmu last year for his lifelong contribution to the field of art for keeping alive the dying art of wrought puppetry and promoting the traditional wrought puppet dance. On to sports now. In boxing, World Championships bronze medalist Nishan Dev has become the first Indian male to qualify for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Nishan booked the Paris Olympic ticket after defeating Moldova's Vasil Sebotari in a unanimous 5-0 decision in the men's 71 kilo category quarterfinal at the World Boxing Qualifiers in Bangkok yesterday. He is the fourth Indian pugilist to qualify for the Paris Olympics after three women boxers, Nikhat Zareen, Preeti and Tokyo Olympics bronze medalist Lolina Borgohain. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. Final lap of Lok Sabha polls to wrap up today, writes Hindustan Times, while the Pioneer headlines one last battle today for taking the crown. With the last leg of polls today, political parties are playing down their rivals. The Asian Age headline says, BJP confident of win as 57 seats to vote in the last phase of Lok Sabha polls today. While a counter headline quotes the Congress, India bloc to get a clear decisive mandate on June 4th. Prajwal sent to 6-day SIT custody, writes The Hindu. And finally, The Hindu carries a very interesting piece titled Searching for Indraprastha. With another round of excavations set to begin in a few months at the 16th century fort built by Humayun, a question has baffled many scholars and historians. Is Purana Kila the site of the capital of the Pandav brothers in the Mahabharata? And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting begins for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections in 57 constituencies spread across 7 states and a union territory. 904 candidates in fray, including Prime Minister Modi, Anurag Singh Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Manish Tiwari. Flood situation worsens in Assam. Met Department says heat wave conditions to continue over parts of Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan, UP, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand today. And US urges Hamas to accept new Israeli proposal to end the conflict in Gaza. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.